Sunday marks the 8th installment of Ciclavia. Hundreds of thousands of Angelenos will ditch their cars and take to the streets on bikes, boards, and feet. Matthew Tinoco has a preview.
If you're in downtown this Sunday, you'll likely hear an awful lot of this. For those who don't know, Ciclavia is what happens when a major LA street is closed to car traffic and opened exclusively to pedestrians, cyclists, skaters, and runners. The last event, in June, attracted more than 100,000 people to an entirely car-free Wilshire Boulevard. This time, Ciclavia heads to the heart of LA, closing down not one, but 9 streets in and around downtown. The route runs from Boyle Heights to Westlake, and from Chinatown, south through the Arts District. Eric Bruins is the Planning and Policy Director for the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition. He thinks Ciclavia is popularizing cycling in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so Ciclavia provides a safe place to ride. For a lot of people that don't feel comfortable riding with traffic, just gives people an excuse to take the bike out of the garage, dust off the cobwebs, pump up the tires, and take it out for a spin. But it also shows how small our city really is. Same thing, downtown to the beach. That's the first time that so many of those people ever even thought that was possible.
But it is possible. Thousands of participants rode their bikes from downtown to Venice in April during Ciclavia to the Sea. Ciclavia is not a wheels-only event, though. In an effort to be more inclusive of those who prefer foot traffic, this Ciclavia will include a large pedestrian-only zone centering around the Grand Park Hub on Bunker Hill. LA may never be a permanently car-free city, but Ciclavia offers a unique view of our city from the saddle of a bicycle or on foot, with hundreds of thousands of other Angelenos around you, a definitively special experience that you can't get from behind a windshield.
The first time that I rode on Spring Street during the Ciclavia, I saw probably like 10 times as many murals as I had ever noticed before, just because you don't get a chance to see that if you're in a car, if you are worrying about traffic.
You can get more information about getting to and participating at the event's website, ciclavia.org. Matthew Tinoco, Annenberg Radio News.